let's have it right. We were on a tough run, and I made it clear, as I will do again, I thought some of the performances were worthy of more than what we got, but we didn't get more than what we got. So therefore, you have to correct that. And to correct it in a very good fashion, I thought, against Everton, with a very, very thorough performance and some very good individual performances, were very pleasing. And as you'd rightly said, it really brings more focus and clarity to what the team have been achieving over a longer period. Because sometimes that gets forgotten in a tricky run that we were on. And then you win a game and all of a sudden you won, loss in five, and everyone goes, oh, actually, well, you're on a bad run or a good run. Because if you chunked it down to five games, one loss in five in the Premier League, you'd go, yeah, I'd take that. So it's that complex situation in a very complex league at times. But overall, the more simple answer to your question is yes, it brings a nice feeling to everyone, especially the fans who are back to still, as they have been doing for many years since I've been here, and also to the players, because they want to play to win. That's the design of the game, and we certainly want that mentality.
It's a bit of a milestone in terms of the points total that you've got on the board. There's still plenty of games left as well. Do you refocus on what you want to achieve now, or is it just trying to eclipse what you did last year still?
No, to be honest, yet again, to try and bring some clear-minded focus was this idea of being better than we were last year. And I've spoken, you know, before we hit the 40 points, I think performance-wise and the feel of the group and the way we've gone about the Premier League has been better than last year. But we had to show that on a table, and we still have to, because we're only matched last year at the moment. So we still have to do that. But to get to 40 points at this stage of the season is very pleasing, and the lads have earned the right to do that. And with a couple of scrapes and decisions go a bit better for us, then we would probably add more on the board, which would be even more pleasing. But to have it with these games coming up, it brings everyone that nice feeling of a good job done so far. How far can we go from here onwards? And we've expressed that with the players as well. You know, now's almost that time to, or hopefully, have that little edge of sort of shoulders back, let's take it on. And that little edge of nervousness that comes on a tough run, you know, dissipates quickly, and then you're free to go on and hopefully play well. And as I suggest, just get our shoulders back slightly and have that little bit more of a touch of mild arrogance, you know, Premier League mild arrogance, just to take on each challenge as it comes.
We've seen in the past teams get, quotes, safe, and then maybe the results tail off, the performance level drops on the beach, so to speak. There's no danger of that happening here, is there? Are you still looking at the next target?
You know, that story isn't from inside any camp, you know. You know, it's an interesting one because people throw that around and for many years now, but it never comes from inside the camp. The fact is that the players have, well, I hope and I want them, and we've expressed it to them, have the chance now to go and play with more freedom. It doesn't guarantee anything. 40 points, who knows? Now, it's an historical marker and it's a very strong one in the Premier League. We know that statistically, but the main goal stays on being better than last year, not just in performances, because I think we have been. We've still developed as a group, I believe that. And now it's about taking on the league in order to get as many points as possible and show to ourselves, first of all, and our fans, that we are continually moving forward. And I think that's a big thing for us. It's certainly a big thing for me. And I want that to be a big thing for the players as well. Can we keep striving? Can we keep moving forward? Can we keep getting more and more points on the board?
We've talked before about establishing yourself in the Premier League, becoming a regular part of the furniture. Are you taking a big stride there with what you've achieved so far this season?
I don't think it's a big stride, but it's a stride when you think that at the beginning of the season we were probably, I think, between second and third favourites to go down again, which is, you know, our usual. So it's a stride in the sense, from inside the camp, once again, to see through all the noise on the outside and focus on what we are, focus on what we're looking to achieve, and then delivering it, of course. So I think there's good movement in that. But to start this idea of thinking you're a regular in the Premier League, well, we've seen the sides that go in and out of the Premier League. We've seen some of the sides this season, currently, who are probably in positions where you wouldn't expect them to be in. So it's not that easy. You know, every year is a challenge. And this year has been a challenge to now, and it will continue to be so. So we certainly don't take anything for granted in the Premier League. We know we are Burnley Football Club. We know we've put some real good building blocks into the club, but you've got to continually perform, and we have to do that till the end of the season, and then we'll see what comes from there on in.